Proverbs 16:17 says, "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul." Everyone is on a road going in one direction or the other. You and I are either on the right way or the wrong way. The only time we're not going in one direction or the other is when we're sleeping. But every waking moment, we're either embracing the good and departing from evil, or vice versa. Before I was saved, I played around with some garage bands singing rock music, and we sang a song titled Highway to Hell. The title sounds terrible, but the lyrics are bluntly honest. At least the guy who wrote it knew where he stood. A lot of people are on that same highway to hell, but choose to ignore their destination if they remain on that highway. The first lines of that song say, "Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride." But it's difficult to understand the words as Bon Scott sang them for AC/DC. And I always thought he was saying, "It ain't easy living free. Satan takes you for a one-way ride." That's the way I sang it, and no one noticed if they knew that I was even singing the wrong words. But to be honest, I think my version of the lyrics were better suited for the truth of that song. Jesus explained it this way in Matthew 7:13-14. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." We must enter the gate by repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. This means we leave the broad way and we take that narrow way. And that narrow way is a departure from the destination of hell. And it is a departure from evil. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. That's a real problem with the Laodicean crowd today. The modern apostate churches are preaching a gospel that doesn't include a change of direction. That's what the word repentance really means. Instead of going to God's word for a definition for the word repent, the deceived masses turn to a fallible man-made lexicon, and they find the definition for repentance supposedly being, quote, "a change of mind," end quote. That is a half-truth, and it becomes a complete lie when applied to the gospel. Our Apostle Paul presents the contrast as one of mind, heart, and soul. Repentance is not just a matter of mind, but is a complete turn from evil to God. He says in Acts 20:21 that his message is one of repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an inseparable event that happens when you become a believer. And Paul's description of what true biblical repentance looks like isn't just a mind game. It's not just lip service. Paul preached that the truly saved person will change roads. And in Acts 26:20, he describes and defines what true repentance looks like, saying that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. The false teachers claim that I'm teaching a works-based salvation, and I'm not. I'm teaching what the Apostle Paul taught. Repentance toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is not works, but it does produce works meet for repentance. In all dispensations, those who are truly right with God walk a different road, and that road is the direction toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ in this dispensation, and toward the good. We hit potholes. We have fender benders. We break down on the side of the road sometimes. Some may even have fatal accidents, which Paul called making shipwreck of their faith. But there is only one way to heaven. The way is Jesus Christ. And those who follow the way are on a road of departure from evil and on a course for eternal life. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. If you're jacked up on the berm, get back on the road and head on down the highway of the upright until this life is over and Jesus takes us home.